Today she is in Seth Menachas Daf Nun Tes, and we will begin on Daf Nun Tes from an Aleph at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Yesh Tunis Shemen Levona. There's certain Karban Minchas that require both Shemen and Levona be put into the Karban Mincha. Shemen V'loy Levona. There's certain Karban Minchas that only have Shemen, no Levona. There's certain Karban Minchas that have Levona V'loy Shemen. And there's certain Karban Minchas that require Loy Levona V'loy Shemen. Neither. Now, the Mefarshim helped frame this Mishnah. We have learned, and is actually the name of our parak, Kala Menachas, that until now our Mishnayis have discussed halachas that apply to all carbon minchas. Now our Mishnah begins to teach us, the Mishnayis of our parak begin to teach us the halachas that apply to certain carbon minchas, but not to all carbon mincha. And the Mishnah begins with discussing the halachas regarding Shemen and Levona. Although the Mefarshim go on to explain that the halacha of Shemen and the halacha of Levona are not actually the same. Whereas the Shemen becomes an actual part of the carbon, and therefore the halacha is every isorin of flour requires its own loy Shemen. The Levona never really becomes an inherent part of the Karban Mincha. And therefore, by the Levona, the halacha is that one kaimetz of Levona, where Levona is required, one kaimetz of Levona is adequate for the entire Karban Mincha. So continues the Mishnah. Ve'elav tunis Shem and Levona. The following Karban Minchas require both Shem and Levona, Minchas and Silas. The Karban Mincha, when somebody brings a mincha just made out of flour and oil and not baked in any specific way. The reason the Rishonim explain our Mishnah begins with the mincha silas, one explanation is because the Torah teaches us this halacha of Shemen and Levona by the mincha silas, so it makes sense to mention it first. And then Rashi mentions another explanation. Rashi says that the Shemen, that the, when somebody donates a Karban Mincha without specifying which type of Karban Mincha he made, he should bring a Mincha Silas. Although I did see that the Mefarshim questioned Rashi's Pshat, because many Mefarshim say that actually this is a subject of Machlokes Tanaim later in our Masechta. What is the halacha if somebody just says that he's going to bring Karban Mincha, which Karban Mincha does he bring? There is indeed the opinion of a Tana that he brings a Mincha Silas, but there are other Tanaim that say that he brings, that he can bring whatever type of Karban Mincha he wants. Rashi, obviously, at least in this Gemara, is following the opinion that you bring under those circumstances a Mincha Silas. Continues the Mishnah, V'amachvas V'amacheshes, as we discussed at the beginning of our Masechta, when somebody donates a fried Karban Mincha, there are two types. Machvas is like on a grill. Macheshes is a more of a deep fry situation. Chalas or kikin. Machlokes Rishonim, chalas or kikin both refer to oil. What's the difference between chalas and kikin? Some explain that the difference between chalas and kikin is how the oil is put onto the carbon. Some say that the oil is one in the chalas, the oil is mixed into the dough, and in the rekikin, it's smeared on the dough. Others say the difference between chalas and rekikin is that by chalas are like loaves, and rekikin are wafers. Mechas kohanim, if a kohen donates karban mincha, as we have learned, and we'll learn extensively actually in Mitzvah Shem in today's shir, unlike when someone else brings a karban mincha, where the halacha is that the koimetz is burnt on the mizbeach and the remainder of the Karban Mincha is eaten by the Kohanim. A Kohen, when he brings the Karban Mincha, it is completely burnt on the mizbeach. Michas Kohen Mashiach, which we discussed also earlier in our Masechta, that it is the obligation of the Kohen Gadol to bring a Karban Minchas Chavitim every day. Machtzisoi Baboiker, half of it was brought in the morning, or Machtzisa ben Arbayim, and the other half in the afternoon. Michas Oivik Echavim, a mincha brought by an akum, and as the Rishonim point out, obviously it is the opinion of the Tana of our Mishnah that akum are not limited to bringing only carbon oila, but akum could bring carbon mincha as well. Minchas nashim, the mincha brought by women. The Karen Oira points out, why does our Mishnah have to mention minchas nashim? Of course, the way a mincha brought by a woman is the same as a mincha brought by a man. It's all the same carbon mincha. Points out the Karen Oira, because our Mishnah, for good reason, as we explained, spoke about the minchas kahanim and spoke about the minchas akum. So the Mishnah goes on to speak about every unique person who brings a carbon mincha, even though there's nothing unique about that carbon mincha. Minchas Haimer, as we will learn, on the second day of Pesach, a mincha was brought from the new grain, which after that carbon mincha is brought, chadosh, one may eat from the new crop. All of these carbon mincha require shemen and levoina. Minchas nesachet, we know that when a carbon is brought, along with the carbon are brought the minchas nesachim. The minchas nesachim, tuna shemen, require oil. However, ain tuna levoina, there is no requirement for levoina. Lechem haponim, lechem haponim of every Shabbos, tuna levoina requires 2 spoons of levoina. However, vein tuna shemen, they don't require oil. The Mefarshim point out that we see from our Mishnah that it mentions lechem haponim together with all the other carbon minchas, that it seems that lechem haponim is a form of a carbon mincha. Shtei halechem that are brought on Shavuos, the minchas chaytei, we know that by certain aveiros, the halacha says, the Torah says that one has to bring the carbon, and the carbon one brings is based on one's financial status. If he, Baruch Hashem, is wealthy, he brings a carbon from animal. If he can't afford that, he brings birds, and if he can't afford that, he brings carbon mincha. Teaches us our Mishnah that the minchas chayta and the minchas kanas, which is the mincha that's brought by a soita, the halacha they ain tuna loy shemen loy levina. There is no requirement neither for shemen nor levina by those carbon minchas. Begins the Gemara. Amra Papa, kalhecha the tnan. Whenever we have a list of carbon minchas listed by the Mishnah, es tnan. And Rashi says 2 pshatim and how to understand this Gemara. One pshat that Rashi says in this Gemara is that wherever there's a list of menachos like our Mishnah, the list has 10 carbon minchas. Lafuki mid Rav Shimon, which is not like the opinion of Rav Shimon, Dama machzachal or machzachikin yavi. There's one more carbon mincha according to Rav Shimon, and that's a carbon mincha that's half chala and half rakikin. So according to Rav Shimon, the list is not limited to 10 types of carbon mincha. There's an 11th type of carbon mincha, the mincha that's half chala and half rakikin. And because of that, and that's why our Mishnah, which only has a list of 10, according to this Peshat of Rashi, cannot obviously follow the opinion of Rav Shimon. But the other Peshat that Rashi says in explaining our Mishnah is that all the carbon minchas that are listed in our Mishnah, you have to bring along with the mincha is 10 loaves. And all 10 loaves are the same type of loaf. Whatever type you're bringing, they're all 10 the same. Whereas according to Rav Shimon, that isn't the case. According to Rav Shimon, one may bring a carbon mincha, which is half mincha, and half one type of loaf, and half another type of loaf. So our Mishnah, which seems to hold that all of them have to be the same type of loaf, is not following the opinion of Rav Shimon. Begins the Gemara with a braisa. Tan Rabbanim. We learned in the braisa, the Torah says regarding the Minchas HaOmer, Nosata Ola Shemen. Learns the Gemara, on the Minchas HaOmer, Shemen is placed, V'loy Alechem Apanim Shemen. But Shemen is not put on the Lechem Apanim. shiyachol, for an argument to be made, v'loy dinhu, umam minchas nesachim, if the minchas nesachim, she'ena tuna levoina, and it doesn't require levoina, tuna shemen, requires shemen, lechem aponin, shetun levoina, that does require levoina, ena din shetan shemen, should certainly require shemen, tamaloyma, that's why the pasuk says, aleho, aleho shemen, adamichas ha'omer shemen is placed, v'loy alechem aponim shemen, that shemen is not put on the lechem aponim. Continues the braisa with learning that pasuk, v'samta aleho levoina, by the mechas ha'omer levoina should be put, aleho levoina, v'loy amechas nesachim levoina. On the mechas ha'omer we put levoina, but not on the mechas nesachim. For again, shiyach v'loy dinhu, we can make the following kavachomer. Umal lechem aponim she'en ton shemen. If the lechem aponim doesn't require shemen, yet ton levoina, it requires levoina. Nechas nesachim she'ton shemen. So nechas nesachim that requires shemen, certainly ain't odin she'ton levoina should require levoina. Tam malaymer. That's why the Torah says the words aleh levoina on the mechas aimer levoina is placed. V'loya mechas nesachim levoina. But in the Mechus Nesachim, Levoina is not placed. Asked Tosfos that our Braisa just quoted two Kavachomers, and the two Kavachomers contradict each other. The first Kavachomer, which wanted to say the Lechem Riponim should require oil, was based on the fact that Mechus Nesachim requires oil, even though it doesn't require Levoina. But then, when we look at the second Kavachomer, we said that the whole second Kavachomer is based on the fact that the Lechem Aponim doesn't require oil, and therefore comes to the conclusion that the Minchas Nesachim does require Levoina. So we have two contradictory Kavachomers, asked Tosfos. So wouldn't have the Brice have been better off? Just not when we have two contradictory Kavachomers, they cancel each other out. And since they cancel each other out, we shouldn't have the Kavachomers, and we shouldn't have to have the psukim. So Tosfos answers that we could have reached this conclusion even without the Kavachomer. Without the Kavachomer, we would have come to the conclusion that Lechem Aparim should require Shemen, and that Mechas Nesachim should require Levoina. So the need for the psukim to tell us that that isn't the case exists without the Kavachomers, and since that need exists, since that limud works even without the Kavachomer, we don't have to, we need these psukim, even though the Kavachomers indeed contradict each other, and we could be left without them. The pasuk continues teaching us, mincha, l'rabbis, mincha shmini l'levoina, that on the eighth day of the Meluim, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the day the Mishkan was inaugurated, teaches us the Torah, that on that day, the carbon mincha required levoina. So the Sfas Emes asks that was a one-time carbon, and since that was a one-time carbon, why would we need to learn it over and over again? Why would the Torah need to teach us? It's not a lesson that we need for future generations. Answers the Sfas Emes that isn't the purpose of the pasuk. The purpose of the pasuk is not to teach us a halacha for that carbon, because indeed that carbon was a one-time situation. Well, what the purpose of the pasuk was is to teach us for that carbon itself, to teach us the rules how that carbon should be brought, and that carbon that was brought that day should have a carbon, should have in it levoina. He continues the pasuk. The pasuk says he lahoitzi shtei alechem, the shtei alechem that are brought on Shavuos, shlo yitanu loy shemen v'loy levoina, that they don't require shemen and levoina. So the Mefarshim ask, the halacha is that the matter we've discussed so many times, what is the matter of the shtei alechem? The matter of the shtei alechem are the kifsei atzeres that come along. So the kifsei atzeres are what burned on the mizbeach. So of course, why would we think that you need levoina? So the Farshim answer, since we learned earlier in our Masechta that there, if there are no kvasim available, you bring the shtei lechem anyway. And maybe the halacha should be that if you're not putting the kvasim on the mizbeach, then you should put levoina on the mizbeach, and that will be matter. That will give you the permission to eat the shtei lechem. That's why the pasuk had to teach us that no, that even though they are a form of a karban mincha, that too the Rishonim point out, that even though they are a form of a karban mincha, it doesn't change the fact that it doesn't require levoina, even in a case where the animals for the kabbonis would perhaps not be available. So the Gemara analyzes the Braisa that's learned. The Braisa began, Amamar, Aler Shemen, Vloya Lechem Aparim Shemen. That Shemen is put here, but not on the Lechem Aparim. Ask the Gemara, who says to learn the Gemara that, the Pasuk that way? Maybe the way to understand the Pasuk is Aler Shemen, that on this carbon Mechus Aymer, Shemen is put, Vloya Mechus Akayhanim Shemen, but the Mechus Kahanim should not have Shemen. Answers the Gemara, Mistabra Michas Kahanim Havalirabuya. In other words, what the Gemara's question is that we have here two different Karbonis Mincha. We have a Michas Kahanim, and we have a Michas, and we have the Lechem upon him. We're going to learn from Michas Aymer that one of them requires Shemen, and one of them does not require Shemen. So what the Gemara learned was that the Lechem upon him does not, and the Michas Kahanim do. And the Gemara's question is, maybe we should say just the opposite. Maybe we should reach the opposite in conclusion. To which the Gemara responds, Mistabra, Mitz Kahanim Havalir Buya. It makes more sense to say that what we learn from the, that just like the Mitz Kahanim requires Shemin, so too do the Mitz Kahanim require Shemin, because Shekain, because they have all the following common characteristics, the Mitz Kahanim and the Mitz Haimer. Isarin, they both begin with an Isarin of flour. They both begin with an Isarin of flour. Kli, they both come in a, they're both brought in a Klisharis. And as Tosfos points out, certainly according to the Manda Omer that we discussed in the previous year, if Klisharis is Makadosh, the previous Urim, if Klisharis is Makadosh or not, even we'll say that the Klisharis is not Mekadosh. However, says Tosfos, the halacha is that they need a Keli, whereas they have the same type of Keli, whereas this doesn't have, the Lechem Aponim has different types of Kelim than the Mechus Nesachim and the Mechus Olim. Chutz, by both of them, their avoid is done outside. The avoid is done outside the base Hamigdash, outside of the Azara, not in the base Hamigdash itself, whereas by the carbon Lechem Aponim is brought on the Shulchan, which is in the base Hamigdash in the Mishkan itself. The Tzura, by both of them, the halacha is if they're left overnight, they become disqualified. Whereas over here, they don't become disqualified if they're left overnight. On the contrary, the Lechem Aponim is there all week. And Hagosha, we're going to discuss this later in our parak, both by the Minchas Kohanim and by the Minchas Omer, Hagosha, bringing the Karban Mincha to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach is required. That is not the halach by Lechem Aponim. The Ishim, part of the Minchas Omer, the kaimitz of the Michas Omer and the entire Michas Kahanim are burnt on the Mizbeach, whereas the Lechem Aponim, none of the Karban Mincha itself is put on the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, Adrabba, if this is the approach you're taking, ask the Gemara, Lechem Aponim have a Lirabuya, then we can make an argument that Lechem Aponim has more common characteristics with the Mechus Omer, and therefore if we're going to learn something from the Mechus Omer, we should learn Lechem Aponim and exclude the Mechus Kahanim. Lechem Aponim Havalei Rabuya Shekein, it has all the following common characteristics with the Mechitz Omer, Tzibura, the both Kabbanas that are brought by the Tzibur. The Lechem Aponim is brought by the Tzibur every week, as the Mechitz Omer is brought on Pesach. The Mechitz Kanim is a private carbon of the Kohen. Chayva, there's an obligation to bring the Lechem Aponim. There's an obligation to bring the Mechitz Omer. There is no specific obligation to bring, for a kohen to bring a carbon mincha. Tamei, as we know, halacha is that any carbon that's kavur lazman, that has a specific time, is doicha tuma. So therefore, lechem upon it, a mechitz omer that has specific times of doicha tuma, the mechitz kanim that don't have to be brought at a specific time and not doicha tuma. The ochel, a portion of them are eaten. The lechem upon him are eaten by the kahanim. Mechitz omer, besides for the kaimitz, are eaten, the shrine are eaten by the kahanim. The mechitz kahanim, as we know, is completely burnt. Pigula. We've learned that for something to be able to become pigul, it has to have a matir. A matir means that part of it, that one part is matir the other part. So by the mechitz ha'omer, as I just said, the kaimitz is matir, the burning of the kaimitz is matir the shrayim, and therefore mechitz ha'omer is a carbon which is a candidate to become pigul. Similarly, the lechem aponim, the shnei bezichei levoina, the two spoons of levoina were burnt on the mizbeach. They are the matirim of the lechem aponim, and therefore lechem aponim is a candidate to become pigul. Whereas the Michas Kahanim, as we're learning, is completely burnt. And since it's completely burnt, there is no matter nitter situation. And since there's no matter nitter situation, it's not a candidate for pigul. And b'shapsa, the halacha is that the lechem aponim is brought on Shabbos, it's Torah Shabbos, as is the Michas Haimer, if it comes out that the second day of Pesach is on Shabbos. Whereas the Mechitz Kohanim, which is the private carbon of the Kohanim, is not Doicha Shabbos. So the way most Mefarshim explain this Gemara, they explain that the Gemara is teaching us that this Chil Shabbos is permitted by the Lechem Aponim, the burning of the Bezichim. Chil Shabbos is permitted by the Mechitz Omer, but not by the Mechitz Kohanim. But it's interesting, if we look into Rashi, Rashi says that Sidura b'Shabbos, putting the Lechem Aponim in the Shulchan on Shabbos, is permitted by the Lechem Aponim, and it's not permitted, and that makes it similar to the Mechitz Omer. So Mefarshim asking Rashi, there is no Chilul Shabbos involved in putting Lechem Aponim into the Shulchan, that we should say there's a leniency here. So the Oyla Shlomo explains that what Rashi means to say, it has nothing to do with the allowance to be Mechal Shabbos. That isn't the point of Al Gemara. The point of Al Gemara, says the Oyla Shlomo, is that these are kabbonis that have avoided done on Shabbos, and these are kabbonis that do not. That's how the Mechus Oyla Shlomo learned. But there's a very interesting Shalomeshev. The Shalomeshev takes the following approach. The Shalomeshev says that if the Torah goes out of the way to tell us, or b'yoyim ha-Shabbos yarechena, that on Shabbos we are allowed to put the lechem aponim into the shulchan, what the Torah is obviously teaching us, says the Shoyle Meshiv, is that otherwise it would be aser. The Torah is obviously defining that putting the lechem aponim into the shulchan is considered a melacha, but it's mutter, because the lechem aponim may be done on Shabbos. If that's the case, it's very gishmak. Putting the lechem aponim into the shulchan is indeed a malacha, but it's mutter on Shabbos, as is the halacha of burning the kaimitz of the omer, but none of that is applicable by mechitz kahanim. So the Gemara comes back to its question. We want to say that the Torah is including Milchus Kahanim and excluding Lechem Aponim from the din of Shemen that we learn from Meches Aimer, maybe we should say just the opposite, answers the Gemara, Mistabra Nefesh. When the Torah speaks about the Meches Aimer, the Torah uses the word Nefesh, an individual, which is the same as what is the case by the Kohen bringing his carbon. And since that's the case, it makes sense to say that we mean the better comparison is the Meches Kohanim to the Meches Aimer versus the Lechem Aponim to the Meches Aimer. The Braisa continued, Amamar, Aleh Levoina, V'layam Meches Mesachim Levoina. Levoina is put on the Meches Aimer, Levoina is not put on the Minchas Mesachim, but it is put on the Meches Kohanim. Ask the Gemara again, Aimer maybe Aleh Levoina. Maybe the way to understand the pasuk is to say that Levoina should be put on the Meches Aimer, and will also be put on the Meches Nesachim, V'loy on Meches Kohanim Levoina, and not be put on the Meches Kohanim. Answers the Gemara, Mestaber Meches Kohanim Havel Rebuyeh, it makes more sense to compare the Meches Kohanim to the Meches Aimer, Shekein, it has all the following common characteristics, Isarin, both of them begin with an Isarin of flour. Both of them are bolo. Both of them are mixed. Bolo b'loy. Both of them are mixed with a single log of oil. Whereas the Meches Nesachim, as we learned many times, has more than one log of oil, typically. Mugosh. Both of them have Hagosha. And both of them are B'glal Etzem. A Meches Kohanim and a Meches Aimer are brought for their own purpose, whereas the Meches Nesachim, as we know, is only brought as an accompaniment to the to a carbon. Says the Gemara, if that's the approach you want to take, an argument can be made the other way. Adarabah, Meches Nesachim have the Rebuyeh. We could argue the Meches Nesachim have all the following common characteristics with the Meches Aimer, Shekein. Both of them are Tzibura. Both of them, the Meches Nesachim and the Meches Ha'omer, are obligation of the Tzibur, because with the carbon Tamid comes along the Meches Nesachim. Meches Ha'omer is certainly a carbon Tzibur. Chayva, both of them are Kabbonis, which were obligation. Meches Kohanim is only a carbon Mincha that was donated by a Kohen. Itmi, they both come even B'tumah. And they both come b'Shabbos, whereas the Meches Kohanim do not come b'Tumah or b'Shabbos. So, why is the Meches Kohanim, asked the Gemara, a better match to a Meches Aimer? Maybe the Minchas Nesachim are a better match? Says the Gemara, the same Teretz. Mistabra, it makes sense to compare the Meches Kohanim to Meches Aimer, because the Torah uses the word Nefesh, brought by an individual, which is the case by a Meches Kohanim, not by Meches Nesachim. We continue learning Mincha, L'rabbis Mincha Shmini Levoina. The Torah taught us the word Mincha to teach us that the Mincha that was brought on the Shmini L'Meluim on Rosh Chodesh Nissan should have Levoina. Maybe the Pasuk is teaching us that it should not have. So as the Mefarshim explained, the word Mincha is certainly a ribui. So how will we come to say that it's teaching us the opposite? So the Mefarshim say what the Gemara means to ask is as follows. We're saying the word Mincha is coming to teach us that the Mincha that was brought on Rosh Chodesh Nissan required Levoina, and that the Shtei HaLechem do not require Levoina. Ask the Gemara, maybe reach the opposite conclusion, answers the Gemara. Hai mai, that would not be a logical conclusion. Because E Amrit B'Shlomo L'Rabbis Shapir. He was saying what the Pasuk is teaching us is that the Mincha Shmini, the Mincha of Rosh Chodesh Nissan, requires Levoina. Makes sense. Because otherwise, we would not necessarily know that so is the Halacha. Eli Amrit, if we're saying that the way to understand the Pasukim is to teach us L'Hoitzi, that the Minchas Rosh Chodesh Nissan did not require Levoina, Lamali, there's no need for the Torah to explicitly exclude it. If it doesn't say that it's needed, we won't have any reason to believe that it's needed, because we wouldn't learn the halacha, we wouldn't necessarily learn the halacha of the Minchas Rosh Chodesh Nissan from the halachas of all other Minchas, because all other Minchas are Minchas that were brought in all generations. This is a Mincha that was brought one time, and Shah Midairis, a Mincha that's brought one time, Midairis, to learn from Kara Mincha that's brought all the time, Lo Yapin, we don't learn. So it must be that the Pasuk is coming to teach us a Ribui, the Pasuk is not coming, but regarding that Mincha, not coming to teach us a Miyot. Who? We continued learning in the Braisa, Lahaitzi Shtei Alechem, to teach us that the Shtei Alechem, Shlo Yitanu, Lo Shem V'lo Levoina, that the Shtei Alechem doesn't require not Shemen nor Levoina. Ask the Gemara, why do we say that that's what the Pasuk is teaching us? Ve'emo, maybe the Pasuk is coming to teach us Lahaitzi Michas Kahanim, to teach us that the Michas Kahanim don't require Shemen or Levoina. Answers the Gemara, Mistabra Michas Kahanim Havel Rebuya. It makes sense to include the Michas Kahanim because it has all the following similar common characteristics to the Michas Oyma. Shekeni Sorin, they both start with an Isorin of flour. Keli, they both are brought in Kalim. Matzah, they're both brought as Matzah, they're not allowed to be Chametz. Etzem, they're brought for their own need, not like the Shtei Lechem, which is only an accompaniment to the Kifsei Atzeres. Hagosha, they both require Hagosha. Ishim, the Mechas Kahanim and the Mechas Omer are burnt, the Shtei Lechem are completely eaten by the Kohanim. So the Gemara Adrava, a different argument, you can make an opposite argument. Shtei Lechem have a Liribuye, we should be married by the Shtei Lechem, Shekein, because it has all of the following characteristics. Sibur, the both the Shtei Lechem and the Mechas Omer are carbon Sibur. They're both chayva, they're both doicha tuma, whereas Mechas Kahanim is not doicha tuma. Pigula, as we learned before, do'achal, both of them have portions that are eaten, the Mechas Kahanim is completely burnt. Pigula, as we explained before, both of them can become pigul. The Mechas Kahanim, since it has no matter, cannot become pigul. Both of them are doicha Shabbos, both of them are matirim. The Michas Omer is matter, the Chadosh, that from after Michas Omer, people are allowed to eat Chadosh. The Shtei Alechem a matter, that we could bring carbonos from the Chadosh after the Shtei Alechem is brought, whereas the Michas Kahanim is not a matter of something else. They both require Tenufa, they both Ba'aretz, they both have to come from produce grown in its row. Bizman, they both have a specific time. The Michas Oim is brought on the second day of Pesach. The Shtei Alechem is brought on Shavuos. The Michas Kahanim don't have a specific time. And Chadosh, they're both brought specifically from the new grain. There is no such specific halacha in Michas Kahanim. And makes the point, now that we're starting to think about it, says the Gemara, V'hani Nefishim. There's so many more comparisons between the Michas Ha'omer and the Shtei Alechem, more than there are than between the Michas Ha'omer and the Michas Kahanim. So if anything, asks the Gemara, we ought to compare the Shtei Alechem to the Michas Ha'omer more than comparing the Michas Kahanim to the Michas Ha'omer. Answers the Gemara, as it has a number of times, Mistabra Nefesh. Since the Torah says the words Nefesh regarding this carbon, and the Mechas Omer is, and the Mechas Kahanim is an example of Nefesh, that's why it makes sense to extend the dinim of the Mechas Omer more to the Mechas Kahanim. Says the Mishnah, V'chayiv al Hashem v'fnei atzmoy, V'chayiv al Levoina v'fnei atzmoy. Yechayiv for putting Shemen on the carbon, Yechayiv for putting Levoina on the carbon. There's A machlokes, how to understand what the Mishnah is teaching us. Some of us explain that the Mishnah is teaching us that we would think that you only chayiv if you did both Shemen and Levoina. Teaches us, the Mishnah says, the Karen Aira, that either one itself carries an Aveira. The carbon putting, when you're not supposed to put the Levoina on Shemen, and you did, you chayiv for each one individually. Another way of learning, suggests the Mefarshim, is if you put Shemen on the carbon, so the carbon already became disqualified. So I think that if you put Levoina afterwards, you will not be chayiv. Teaches us the Mishnah that even if you already put Shemen on the carbon, you will still not be chayiv. You will still be chayiv when you put on the Levoina. Which actually is a machloikis rishonim. The Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. And Rabbeinu Tam in fact holds that if somebody first put on Shemen, the carbon becomes disqualified. And then, once you put on the Levoina, you won't be chayiv for putting on the Levoina. The Rambam seems to disagree, and perhaps the basis of the machloikis of the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam is because the Rambam's opinion is that even though you're not going to put Shemen or Levoina on the carbon, you're not actually over until you makriv the carbon. So if somebody put on Shemen, that you haven't done really completed your Aveira. And that's why the Rambam says when you put on Levoina, you're still doing an Aveira. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, as soon as you put on the Shemen, even though you didn't put it on the Mizbeach, you already did the Aveira. And therefore, the halacha will be that if you put on Shemen and then put on the Levoina, you will not be Chayiv. Furthermore, many Achronim suggest that according to the Rambam, that the Isser is based on the Hakrova, so the Halacha will be that only Kahanim may be over this Aveira. Some Achronim suggest, according to the Rambam, it will not be Aveira for Yisrael. Nosen LaShemen, if Shemen was put on the carbon, Pasla, it becomes permanently disqualified. Levoina, but if Levoina was put on, Yilketena, you should remove it. Levoina can be removed, and we'll discuss in the Gemara how, what, when. There is a shaila in the Achroinim. If Shemen was put on the carbon that doesn't belong, that's not supposed to have Shemen, but you could segregate off that part and take it out and replace it, can that carbon still be saved? Some Achroinim say that yes, it has no difference than any than the Levoina, that the Mishnah just said, if you could save it, you should save it. Other, however, explain that no. Once the Shemen, this seems to be the opinion, of Brisker Rav, that once Shemen is put on the carbon, even if there would be a way to segregate off that portion, that carbon becomes permanently disqualified. And one of the riots that the Brisker Rav brings to his opinion is, otherwise, we could always ask a question. Why, if you just put on a drop of oil, we'll discuss this more in tomorrow's shir, which is certainly bottled, is it not become bottled in the carbon, and it should not be a problem? The answer is, because there's a new din in the Torah, that the Torah is teaching us a din, that as soon as Shemen is put on the carbon mincha becomes disqualified, and it cannot be repaired, and it doesn't become bottled. Nosin Shemen al Shirea. But if the Shemen is put on the Shirayim, Eina over Beloisasei, he's not over Beloisasei. And here's two a very big machlokes Rishonim, how to understand what the Mishnah says. Some Rishonim explain that the Mishnah say that although the Shemen may not be put on the Koimitz, which is going of a carbon mincha, that's the portion that's put on the Mizbeach, on the Shirayim, there is no Issa to put on the Shemen. Other Rishonim say no. What the Mishnah means to say is that there is no lav, there is no malchus for doing so, but there's certainly an Issur d'oraisa. Why? Because they explain, as we learned in the previous Mishnah in our share today, which is the carbon that doesn't require Shemen? The Mechus Chayta, the Mechus Kavnos, that the Gemara taught us earlier in our Masechta, the concept that these are Kabbana Shleyehi, Kabbana Mahudr, that we don't want should be nice looking. And therefore, certainly not just the actual carbon, should not have Shemen, But even the Shiraim should not have Shemen. The only difference is there is a Chiyuv Malkus, here is just an Issa. A third opinion I saw is that there is no Issa Daraisa to put on Shemen, but there is an Issa Darabonah, because Chazal were concerned that if Shemen were put on the Shiraim, one may come to put the Shemen on the Kaimitz itself, which certainly, as we're learning, carries with it an Issa Daraisa. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, Nosan Keli Agaba Keli, if one, even though you're not allowed to put oil on the carbon, but if one put a vessel that has oil on top of a vessel that has in it the carbon mincha, like possible. So Pashuk Shad in the Mishnah is that if you have two kelim, one keli contains the carbon mincha that's not supposed to have oil, and another keli contains oil, and you put one keli on top of another keli, you have no issa. But many mefarshim say it's not only in a situation of keli agaba keli, but even if you'll have a keli with oil on top of the actual carbon mincha, or vice versa, a keli with the carbon mincha, covered keli, with oil put on top of that covered keli, in both of those cases, since the oil is not touching the carbon mincha directly, it's not asher. Tanabon. Torah says, regarding the minchas chayta, lo yosim alei shemen, one may not put shemen on it. Vimsom, and if you did, possum. Yochel, so we can make the same suggestion, that when the Torah says regarding that carbon, lo yikin alei levoina, that one may not put levoina on it, if nosa, if somebody put on it, possum. It also becomes possum. Tamaloimer, that's why the Torah teaches us, by the carbon regarding the levoina kichatis, that it still remains a valid carbon, even if you put levoina on it. Yochel apishemen, so we think the same thing regarding the shemen, that if you put shemen on the carbon, which you shouldn't have, the carbon still remains a valid carbon. Tamalami he. The Torah says the word he to teach us that if you put shemen on it, it becomes possible. Only by the levoina is a kosher, not by the shemen. Ask the Braisa. Omarisa lifsel b'shemen l'hachshav levoina. Why are we more lenient by the levoina than by the shemen? Answers the Braisa. Pois only b'shemen, she'yesh l'lokta. Shemen is mixed in, and you can't remove it. Machshani b'levoina, she'yesh l'lokta. If you put the levoina on, you always have the opportunity just to take it off. Ask the Gemara. If so, bari rava barav hunam rav yoichanan, if you put on ground levoina on the carbon mincha, that this cannot be taken off, that the levoina can't be taken off, what will be the halacha? And as the Mefarshim explained, is pshat that the only reason levoina is different than shemen is because levoina can be removed and shemen can't, and therefore in a situation where the levoina can't be removed, it'll have the same rule as shemen? Or is the Torah teaching us that no, levoina is not as serious as shemen, is not the same as shemen, and therefore having the levoina doesn't inherently disqualify the carbon, and if you'll be able to do kmitza from a part of the carbon mincha on which there's no levoina, the carbon will be kosher carbon. And the Gemara continues explaining. Do we say that when you put levoina, the reason it doesn't become disqualified is mishum the efshel lakta, because it could be removed? But in this case, when you put on levoina shchaka, loy efshel lakta, and therefore it's disqualified, mishum the loy mivla. Levoina is not absorbed into the carbon, like shemen. V'hanami loy mivla. Even ground levoina is not absorbed. Toshma. The Mishnah said, "Ulevoina yilkatena." So isn't the Mishnah clearly teaching us that the reason it's not a problem by levoina is because it could be removed? Seemingly teaching us where it can't be removed, it's disqualified. Says the Gemara, that may not, maybe pshat in the Mishnah is as follows: Dilma chada va'oikama. Chada, number one, levoina is like mivla; it doesn't get absorbed like oil gets absorbed. Va'oik, there's always the action yilkatena. It could be that Mishnah is going to rely on the fact that it's not absorbed. That alone is enough of a reason that the carbon doesn't become disqualified. So Gemara attempts from this brisa. Tashma machshani b'levayna, and the brisa says why she'ef shalakta, because the levayna could be removed. Again, isn't that indication that the removal is what makes it mutter? So the Gemara, no, we would explain the brisa as we just explained the Mishnah. Chalkinam michad va'od kama. May have a law. So what is the halacha regarding levayna shchuka? On Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak Tanya. Mechas chayta mechas kanaas shenasim levayna. Melakadas levayna. Remove the levayna k'sheira. Then actual leket levayna sa. If prior to removing the levayna chishiv alea, you had a machsheves pigo, ben chutzlum zman and ben chutzlum kaimai pasul. Because as we've learned many times, this is the way most mafarshim explain the Gemara. Only a carbon that has no other disqualification can become pigo. This carbon has another disqualification, so it can't become pigo. But even though it can't become pigo, it does become pasul. By pasul and by karis. However, if after you took off the levana that should not have been there, you had this machshava, if it's a machshava, it's only pasul and by karis. Here we see that until the levana is actually removed, the carbon is inherently pasul, and therefore it doesn't become pigo. But we see that without the removal of the levayna, the carbon is pasul. Ask the Gemara, but why is that the case? The Braisa says that an improper machshava, while the levayna is there, will make it pasul. But ask the Gemara, why is this not different than a pech, where a flask of oil spilled on the mincha, in which case the mincha becomes pasul, and once it becomes pasul, will not be subject to any machshava. It's already pasul anyway. But my pasul machshava, dochihu, it becomes rejected. Amr Abaya answers the Gemara, chatz karyachmana. The Torah, by calling this chatz, is teaching us that even though it has this inherent problem that it has levoina on it, it's still called the chatos, and therefore it's still subject to the halachas of psul machshava. Maybe not pigol, but psul machshava. Rav Amar, Rav says a different pshat. Hamani, who is the Tana of this braisa, Chanan Mitzri, the Leslie Dechuyin. He doesn't follow the concept of rejected, and therefore, even though it was rejected, it's still subject to the machshavas of pigol. The Tanya. Where do we see that Chanan HaMitzri doesn't follow the concept of dochui? The Tanya Chanan HaMitzri, I mean, we know that on Yom Kippur they brought two seirim, Sol Hashem, Sol HaZazah. If the blood of the Sol Hashem is in the cup and the Sol HaZazah dies, so at that point you can't continue doing the avoda with the cup Lashem, because you have to have a living soul Azazel. Why are you doing that avoda? The halacha is maybe chaver shleibergrola. You could bring a different animal, designated as the Azazel or mezavik loy, and go back to the avoda. It was temporarily rejected. He doesn't care. Rashi says that even if we follow the concept of the Rabbanon who do subscribe to Dachli, here it won't be Dachli. Why? Because Kosh B'yadi, anything that I can repair, will have a Dachli. So even though now there's Levayna on it, and while the Levayna is on it, it's Dachli, but it's a Dachli that I can repair. A Dachli that's repairable is not considered Dachli. Omer of Adar Kabasei D'Rashi M'stabra, the man Shanuk L'Esley D'Chuyin. Who is the man that is the proponent of the Chuyin? Rabbi Yehudi, the Tana, because as we learned regarding Masechta Yuma, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpach Adam, if the dam spills, Yomus Mishtaleach, and the Azazel blood, the dam of the Asal Hashem spills, the Mishtaleach should be left to die. Vice versa, Mesa Mishtaleach, unlike Chanan HaMitzri, he holds Yishafech Adam, because the dam became Dachi. Bilu, but Rabbi Yehuda himself holds Heich the Biyadai, where you have the ability to repair it, we don't say Dochi. Tanya, because we learned the Masechta Pesachim. We know that on Erev Pesach, when they brought the Karban Pesach in the Beis Hamikdash, there were numerous Karban Pesach. And from every carbon, they had to sprinkle on the Mizbeach. So Yehuda says, there was blood throughout the floor of the Azara. they filled up a cup. The Zarka Zerika Achas Kenegi Yisoid. Now, while the blood was on the floor, it was Dachud. So how, just by picking it up and sprinkling it towards the Mizbeach, is it repaired that any carbon that perhaps the dam wasn't sprinkled will still be kosher? The answer is because since you always had the ability to fix it by scooping up that dam, we don't say the concept of Dachud. Here too, even though the carbon, while Mincha, while it has the Levina on it, is disqualified, but since it's a disqualification that you have the ability to repair by just taking off the Levina, that's why the carbon is not considered permanently rejected and can be repaired.